Hi, thank you for calling the NEC Baby Formula Lawsuit Helpline. My name's Jessica on a recorded line. What's the name of the person you're transferring?
Hey, Jessica, this is Fernando. I have Ms. Vonda Ray on the line.
Vonda, okay. Thank you. I'll take it from here. Hi, Vonda.
Hi, baby. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm okay. Could be better, but I'm okay.
Good. So, again, my name is Jessica. I'll be helping you out today. The call is being recorded. Just to confirm, you don't already have an attorney assisting you with filing a claim?
No, I do not.
No? Okay. And you're willing to affirm that with the law firm as well?
Yes.
Okay. And would you like to see if you meet the criteria here to participate?
Yes, but I do want to let you know, just like I told the last agent, the service in my area isn't the best, so it might be times you might have to repeat yourself, or I might have to do so, because the service, like, cuts in and out.
Okay, no worries. And if the call disconnects or anything, I'll give you a call back, okay?
Okay, absolutely.
Perfect. And then what was your baby diagnosed with?
Necrotizing enterocolitis.
Okay. I'm so sorry to hear. Were there any injuries that they sustained, like death, ongoing gastrointestinal or bowel conditions, intestinal perforation?
Yes.
Okay. And then, do you have any medical records showing proof of diagnosis or injuries?
Not right now. Honestly, I'm getting all of my paperwork and everything back together because when I moved from one location to another, like, all my paperwork was missing, birth certificates, everything. So I'm just now getting everything back together.
Okay. But a record would be at least with the doctor?
I guess it should be, because what I was going to do, I was going to go to the hospital personally to see if I can obtain them.
Okay. No worries. Just as long, I mean, what year was, were they diagnosed?
She was diagnosed in 2012.
Okay. So they should have records if need be, and of course, if you want to get the records as well, that would be fine, no worries, but they'll request it too. If they did need you to provide it, you'd be able to either send those like electronically or via mail.
Yeah, when I obtained them, yes, absolutely.
Okay. Perfect. And then you said she was diagnosed in 2012. Do you know what month?
Yeah, she was diagnosed the same month she was born.
Okay. What month was that?
September. She was diagnosed September 28th, 2012.
Oh, 28th?
Yeah.
Okay. And then, was she diagnosed with the NEC after getting formula, being fed the formula, or before being fed the formula?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
Was she diagnosed with the NEC after being fed the formula, or was it before being fed the formula?
This was after.
After, okay. And then, do you know how long, and this could all be just best to your knowledge, because I know it's been some time, but do you know how long she was being fed the formula before being diagnosed?
Yes. For 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Yes.
So she was being fed the formula for 2 weeks and then was diagnosed?
Yes.
Okay. And do you remember what hospital or facility they were diagnosed at?
Yes, North Beth Israel Medical Center in North New Jersey.
What was the name of it? I apologize.
Okay, North Beth, B-E-T-H, Israel, I-S-R-A-E-L, Medical Center.
Okay, and that's on Lyons Ave?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, were they born there as well?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then do you remember what brand of formula she was being fed, like Enfamil, Similac, Gerber, Nestle?
Yes. Yeah, she was being fed the Similac Pro-Advance with the cow milk base.
Similac, okay. And then you are the mother?
Yes.
Okay. And she's still with us, correct? Baby?
Yes.
Okay, good, yes. Good. And you do have authority to sign on behalf of her as well?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes.
And then do you remember what the gestational age at birth was? Like how many weeks you were?
Yes, I had 34 weeks.
34 weeks. Okay. And then was she diagnosed with the NEC while still being in the hospital, or did you guys leave and come back ever?
No, we were still there.
Okay. And then what's her date of birth?
Her date of birth is September 12, 2012.
And then her current age?
She's 12.
12, okay. And then you said you do have a copy of the birth certificate. You're just finding it?
Yeah, no, I had to go to City Hall and purchase a new one.
Okay.
Yes, I have it, though.
Okay.
Hello.
Okay. I'm still here. Sorry. And then were any other family members or?
No. Oh. Okay. I just want to make sure we're still here.
Were any friends or any other loved ones also fed the formula?
Oh, that I'm not sure about.
Okay. No worries. And then next year we'll go through the injured party information. So you said she was diagnosed with the necrotizing enterocolitis. Can you confirm your child's gender for me, please?
Yes, she's a female.
Okay, and then her name?
Barbary Prince.
Can you spell it for me?
Yes. A as in apple, U as in umbrella, B as in boy, R as in Roger, E as in elephant, Y as in yellow. And her last name is Prince. P as in pony, R as in rubber, I as in ice, N as in Nancy, C as in colt, E as in elephant.
Okay, perfect. And then she is the child. Do you know her social?
Yes, it's 818-833-3759.
And again, it was 818-833-3759?
Yes.
Okay. And then, can you spell your first name for me?
Yes, V as in Victor, O as in Oscar, N as in Nancy, D as in dog, A as in apple. My last name is Ray, R-A-Y.
Okay, perfect. And then you are parent. What is your date of birth?
My date of birth is November 21st, 1994.
And again, it was November 21st, 1994?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then your social?
156-96-6125.
Okay, perfect. And then there is an email here. It looks like it's your last name underscore first name at yahoo.com.
Yes, that's my email.
Okay, and then the phone you're speaking on, is that your cell phone?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then may I have your mailing address?
Yes, 33E, Brace Yourself. That's
what
together.
Is it?
Maravillag.
Can you spell the, right? Yeah, I'm so sorry.
No, we're okay. It's weird.
I have 33 E's.
No, it's not East. Put 33 E. It's E together, not East.
Okay.
Just E, because the whole building number is 33, and my apartment is E.
Okay. So 33 E as in Edward.
E. Yeah. Maravillag, M as in Michael. R as in Robert, A as in Apple, V as in Victor, L, A as in Apple, G.
Okay.
Maynor, M-A-N-O-R. Elizabeth, New Jersey. 07202.
Okay, perfect. So again, it was 33E, Marvelaine Manor, Elizabeth, New Jersey, 07202.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then, do you have any official documents to show your power of attorney?
No, I don't have any records, anything at the moment. I have to obtain everything all over again.
Okay. But your name's listed on the birth certificate?
Yes.
Okay, so that will be good enough. And then Von der Rey is what's listed on the birth certificate as well?
Yes,
or is it different? Okay. And then were there any of the following issues during pregnancy, like hypertensive disease, tobacco use, illicit drug use, placental insufficiency, delayed cord clamping, HIV or AIDS?
No.
No. Okay. And then the birth information. Was your child born prematurely?
Yes.
Okay. And then she was born in New Jersey, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Was she diagnosed in the NICU? The NICU?
I'm sorry. You went out.
Oh, was she diagnosed in the NICU? The NICU?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Do you know what, and this could be, again, best to your knowledge. I know it was some time ago. Was she, do you know what estimated date she was admitted into the NICU?
Do I have to be the exact date?
No, just best to your knowledge, approximate dates.
Let's just say the 28th.
The 28th, okay.
Nope.
Yeah, no worries.
Yeah, let's just say that. 28th,
but it's been so long,
so.
Okay, no worries.
And it's not really something, you know, you really want to actually, you know, go back to, you know, it's hard.
Yeah, I know. I'm so sorry. And do you know when she was discharged, estimately?
Let me see. I'm trying to think because I'm old now. No worries. I feel like it's been about 12 years. I'm trying to think about it. I really can't remember off
Okay. Like maybe was she diagnosed and then like held in there for a while? Or do you remember when she
Yes.
was taken home?
I can't remember exactly when. I'm just trying to give you like the date at least as close as possible, you know?
Yeah, we could do just month and year. It doesn't have to be a exact date.
But she was there for a while.
Was it like a month, 2 months, a couple weeks?
I want to say it was like weeks, but also months.
Maybe a month. We'll do the maybe the end of October. They'll be able to adjust the
Okay.
dates once they get the records. So they just want a
Oh,
proper
okay.
image.
So yeah, let's.
So don't worry.
Okay.
And then do you remember her
It's
birth
just, you know, I
date?
just want to be, you know, I just want to be, you know, like as accurate as possible, you know,
Yeah,
so it doesn't
absolutely.
go, you know, be any issues later on down the line. But she was 3 pounds when she was born.
3 pounds. Okay. And then we'll go through the baby formula information. Was the child fed formula or fortifier in the hospital?
I'm sorry, can you say that again, baby? I can't hear you.
Yeah, was she fed either formula or the fortifier in the hospital?
He was formula fed.
Okay. And then you said she was being fed it roughly 2 weeks.
Yes.
Okay. And then when did you first learn about the possible connection between the baby formula and the child's diagnosis of NEC? And this is up just best to your knowledge.
About 2 weeks later, that's why she was stopped.
Two
Right,
weeks
why
now.
she didn't use it anymore.
Okay, and then do you know what let's see, what estimate, and again, best to your knowledge, the estimated usage start date of the formula? Like was she a fe like fed
Yes, the
it
start date.
immediately? Oh, okay.
Yes, the start date was when she was born, September 9th, 2012.
Born.
And they stopped it
It September.
September 20th, 2012.
So she was born September 9th.
9th, yes, 2012.
Okay, and then I apologize. Let me update the September. So
No,
nine
it's
nine
okay. Well,
12. Okay. So I updated that. So she approximately started then, and then do you know when she stopped being fed the formula?
yes, now that was September 28th, 2012.
September 28th.
9/28/12.
Okay. And then did your child have any of the following symptoms after drinking the cow-based milk formula? Like low body temperature, green vomit, apnea, like breathing issues?
Yes, she had blood in her poop, everything,
Blood.
stomach pain.
Okay. Okay. And then, do you know what types of treatments or medical procedures were done? Like antibiotics, blood and transfusions? Okay.
They gave her antibiotic therapy. She has to give her extra oxygen, and she has to have the lobotomy surgery.
Okay. Okay. And then do you know the last year she was treated for the NEC related issues?
I'm sorry, can you say it again?
Do you know the last year, the last time like she received treatments for the NEC related issues?
Well, I know she definitely was like cancer free by March 2014, I think.
14. Okay.
14.
Yes.
Good, good. And then, do you remember the diagnosing doctor's name?
I'm sorry, can you speak up just a little bit?
Oh, sorry. Do you remember the diagnosing doctor's name?
Yes, Dr. Charles O'Shea.
Dr. O-S-E-I. Charles? O-S-E-I.
Yes, O-S-E-I.
Okay. Did he do the treatments as well?
Yes.
Okay. And that was done at Newark Beth Israel Medical Center?
Yes.
Okay. And then, bear with me. Let me make sure nothing else is needed. So they also request a emergency contact just in case something unfortunate happens, ensuring we can continue on with the case for your loved ones. Would you like to add emergency contact?
I don't know. I don't think I trust my family like that.
Okay. No worries. Let me...
Can I maybe decide a little later? Can I maybe, like...
add one later on?
Revisit that later?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay. Medicine? Yeah, I'll
be following. Okay, no worries. And then let me just make sure. Okay, one second here. Okay, one second here. I'm just going to put you on a brief hold real quick. Is it okay if I send you the forms via text and email?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, bear with me. I'll be right back. Okay.